Are you getting annoying commercials? Hate those so much. All right, cool. I can even hear me on stream.
Fascination Uncensored.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited to finally be back. This is our first game of January 2022. This is Cyberpunk Goes Nomad, and I am here with my wonderful six players. We've got a full roster today, so I'm going to have them go ahead and introduce themselves, and I will be dropping their links on our Twitch chat. So go for it. Start us off, Captain Mark.
Captain Mark 87 on the Discord. You can find me on the Cyber Nation Discord. I'm in this game. I'm in Fallout, which starts again this coming Friday. And I'm over on twitch.tv/heroesintheory. We're back from our Christmas break tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Eastern, East Coast US time. So figure that out wherever you are from there. Continuing our campaign there. Yeah. No, that's it. That's all I've got.
All right. Chuggy, go ahead.
Hey, I'm Chuggy. Chuggy305 on Twitch, and I'll be playing T-Bar the Nomad. I'm a little sick today, just like T-Bar. I haven't had my pizza I'm addicted to or whatever.
Alrighty. Go ahead for us, Raven. You are here with us this week.
Hey, everyone. I'm Raven. I'll be playing your solo slash tech today. You can find me all over the internet at Doña Tres y Cuervo. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Johnny Drop.
I'm Johnny Drop, which is the name you can find me under over on the Cybernation Uncensored Discord. You can also find me here every Friday and Saturday for Fallout and Cyberpunk. And if you want, you can go check out my SoundCloud at ArcSynth.
Awesome. Thank you much. Vampire.
Vampire Bites. I can be found pretty much anywhere that it's spelled exactly like that and only one word. If it's two words, it's probably not me. If it's spelled with an I, it's not me. I'm Vampire Bites. I play Mojo the Lawman turned nomad here, and that's all I've got going on right now, but I've got some exciting things possibly coming down the pipe.
Awesome, awesome. And last but not least, Violent Neon.
Hey, I am Violent Neon. You can find me here every Saturday as Domino, your capricious nomad, and on Cybernation Uncensored's Discord as Violent Neon.
All right, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I am our GM for today, and again, I am very happy to be back in the driver's seat with all of my absolutely wonderful players, dropping down all the links you guys can check out. Today's music is being brought to you by Outworld Sounds and Base Ape Records. We've got all of our supplements that you can find over on CybernationUncensored.com. You can find a bunch of different supplements that I have written as well as helped author, and we will be getting out some more new updates very soon because I will be going on vacation and can finally have some time to continue writing. You can find my Linktree on there as well as the Patreon for today's map provider. It is Solution, S-O-L-U-7-0-N. We're going to be using that for our wonderful Red Rose Casino. That all out of the way, I want to again thank everybody for coming on back. It's been quite a while, so I'm going to give us a nice little recap for those of you who have not been here, or you might be tuning in for the first time. We've got our six wonderful nomads here, and I'm going to pop on our PC names. We have Devilish Jack Holmes. Sorry, right down here. Devilish Jack Holmes. He is our resident rocker boy who has gotten a connection here to Las Vegas, looking for a fellow musical talent named Azriel Knox, who's been missing for quite some time, but is still somehow producing music. We've got T-Bar right over here, and he is our very heavily addicted pilot, who will literally eat or try anything at least once for the funsies. And he will very shortly be craving some more Bloaties Pizza Hog pizza. We've got Calamity just underneath Jack Holmes. And Calamity is our resident badass. They're literally able to kick ass and take names no matter what the kind of situation is. And Calamity was trying to pursue her own connection here in Las Vegas through a friend named Silver, who is a Aldecaldo's fixer. We have Remy right down here underneath T-Bar. He is our resident tech. He and Calamity both work together to get all the technology and stuff fixed and set up. Recently, they both absolutely nailed it when they were making an impromptu camp. And very soon, his expertise and her expertise may be necessary to figure out what the hell is going on with Petrochem. Mojo, down on the bottom, was already mentioned, is our lawman, nomad, combo, hybrid. He's the enforcer. And with our Mojo, he has his own force of minions that are able to come and help him out. He's got a badass military motorcycle. T-Bar's got his own VTOL. And Domino, on the other hand, is our other nomad with T-Bar. And he's with ground vehicles. How would we describe it? A stretched out grandma van?
It's a shaggin' wagon with all sorts of upgrades.
Shaggin' wagon. There we go. So those are our six wonderful players. And I'm, as I said, very happy to be back. For all of you who have been out there wondering, oh my God, what's been happening to the episodes? Life happens. And life is often sometimes very, very unexpected. But today, we're jumping back in. Now with our last session, what was going on is that Devilish Jack Holmes was coming into the city trying to figure out where the hell is this Azriel Knox. And both he and Domino started getting very intaken by this weird issue going on with Petrochem, literally sponsoring everything across the city. All of their adverts had brought to you by Petrochem. And they were both a little concerned, especially as T-Bar started downing Bloaties Pizza Hog pizza and became insanely addicted, as they also found with many of the other people in the city. Seems to be a common addiction issue. Remy and Mojo were both trying to keep to themselves when they dealt with a drug dealer who came up to them dressed like Charlie Chaplin, because we had Mojo, who is already extremely high on some very odd kind of former Stardust recipe that makes him see literally everything in shiny pretty lights, and it makes him quite dizzy. And Remy's Remy. He's keeping to himself and trying to make sure that nobody recognizes or notices him because he's, I'm assuming, still a little terrified of somebody pointing him out. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's an accurate description.
Okay. Now, we wrapped up with our last session. Calamity, who was not able to be with us our last session, I'm super psyched to have him here. Calamity got a phone call from Silver. Silver had reached out to Calamity, or Calamity had reached out to Silver, and Silver had let them know that Silver was outside of Los Angeles, trying to lay low with the Aldecaldos because there was some very serious issues going on in Night City with this big company that they're all dealing with called Metacor. Calamity was extremely worried and tried reaching out again and said maybe we can even try and meet them up in their final location outside of Tucson or possibly even down in Austin, Texas. But Silver gave Calamity a call and let Calamity know that she is over in the Red Rose Casino here in Las Vegas. And that is kind of where our group was heading at the end of our last session. Is there anything that I have missed out?
Jack's contact was also at Red Rose.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like there was multiple reasons we were headed to Red Rose, if I remember right.
Okay. All right. Well, let me pull up my little GM sheet on here. I've got some notes on here. Okay. The other thing to mention is was the concern that Domino had for the Snyders. That was one of the issues that had been brought up a couple of times. And the last known information was gained from Mojo's police officers that the Snyder motorcycles were just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. You guys set up camp, checked out the area, got into a little bit of a messy issue. And then played some absolutely hilarious stunts getting out of there.
But we got one of their motorcycles back.
Yes.
And we got a hint of who might be holding them, which is why we're wanting to get more resources before going after it.
Yep. All right. Now, the last thing before we start up, I just want to double check with our wonderful audience. Can you guys hear us all right? I noticed on the YouTube video, everybody was kind of quiet. Can you guys hear us okay? And good morning to all of our wonderful viewers here. All right, Furious George says, yes, you guys can hear us all good. Cyber Nation, everyone sounds good. Excellent. So let's move forward. All right, so Calamity, you got that phone call. Phone call came from Silver, and Silver said that she was over in the Red Rose Casino, which is right up the street. And she said that she actually needed your help. And she ended the phone call with a ping and an address for you to follow to. So I'm going to let all of you pick it up from there. What are you guys going to do?
Start walking that way.
Okay, so you guys are just going to start walking. Did you want to call a cab? Do you want to just walk?
No, if it's relatively close, I think we just
walk. All right. So
we're big, badass, tough edge runners. We can deal with things in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas.
All right. Yeah, you guys start heading on over, and I'm actually going to pull up our wonderful map right now. Yes, we finally have maps. That's the big plus. So let me drag my players on over. All right. Should be loading up for all of you right now. So this is our, and I said it wrong, it's the Ruby Rose Casino. So this is our Ruby Rose Casino. And here, all of you can see from the outside, they have these massive, massive neon signs that say the Ruby Rose Casino. They've got this extremely large projection, holographic, showing the car that's on showcase. It's the ultimate prize if you win a jackpot. It's a brand new supercar. It still has a bow on top, bright blue coloring. And you can tell from the outside of the building that this place is pretty lively. They've got a lot of folks coming in and out. They even have some shadier folks standing outside who might either be local gang or could be the casino's own fixers. But you see this place from the outside, and it looks like Vegas, baby. What are you guys going to do?
Hey, Mojo, what do you think we could do to that car?
Where are we? We're standing outside still.
Yeah, you're standing outside.
Oh, awesome. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just throw all of you into the building.
Let you guys make your happy. So Yeah, Mojo is just so we've got two people who have people they want to talk to in here, and Mojo is not one of those two people. So Mojo's just following leads.
Same.
They're following either.
Before we go in, I'm gonna go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Either Calamity or Jack, depending on if we're going to one or splitting up.
I'll turn to Jack. Will turn to Calamity then. In that case,
Your fellow on the phone. What is it that he wanted?
The person I'm trying to, I was trying to contact was Silver. So we met them already. They're the ones that gave us one of our missions.
You remember, like, 2 weeks ago when the Elder Caldas came and sent us, like, to go pick up the thing, and we ended up being with the farmer people. And
yeah, Domino, I barely remember what happened this morning, son. Like, calm down. I didn't answer the call. What does Silver want?
They have some information possibly pertaining to what happened with the strike and why we're being hunted and what all went down with Bear.
All right, well, as much as I'm concerned for Nox, probably finding out what caused the nuclear explosion takes a little bit more prominence. So perhaps we'll speak to Silver first, before we get ourselves into any trouble and get run out of town.
Seems like a sound plan.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then, well,
before we head over, I'm making sure that my big guns are stowed, and I'm only walking around with my very heavy pistol.
Yeah, we didn't. We hid all of our guns, including because Vegas is very not weapon friendly, so the only thing available, some of us chose to bring some concealable weapons and left all of the other weapons in the vehicles.
And the vehicles are pretty well hidden at a farm outside of town.
Yep.
So in your inventory, Calamity, if you want to check that, we can actually get those rolls. We'll have that as our first roll of the new year. If you want to check your inventory, let me know what is concealable in your inventory that you would like to carry.
The only thing I'm going to, weapon wise, I'm carrying is my heavy pistol.
Okay.
And I just rolled over it.
All right. I'm still stuck on the tokens. There we go. All right. So you got a 13. So if you can do me a favor and on your character sheet, if you just write down DV13, that way when I do any form of conceal reveal checks, we'll know. All right, so you've got your very heavy pistol. The rest of you still have your weapons stowed. You guys are outside of this pretty hefty sized casino. Again, you see some folks coming in, some folks coming out. It's still the middle of the day, so you guys are baking out there in the strip. You can smell Bloaty's pizza from a couple of blocks away still. And T-Bar, in the back of his mind with all the chemicals running through there, it's like, Bloaty's pizza.
No, we still smell Bloaty's from Chuggy, from T-Bar.
That too, yeah.
Ate like half of that thing.
Yep. And I believe, Mojo, you are still high as a bird. If I recall correctly, you were at 11 hours remaining.
10 hours before the drug dealer.
Okay. We will knock that down to 9 hours now. So you got 9 hours left on your wonderful astigmatism dizzy high. So all of these wonderful flashing neon lights above you, they are mesmerizing.
Wow. Wow.
So what are you guys going to be doing? And thank you, Furious George, for the plus twos. And Jack Napier, minus two. Wow.
Stroll in the front door, I guess, like we own the place, and see what happens.
All right. Well, we got a couple of plus twos in chat already. One from Stink Palm, one from Furious George, and of course a minus two to me. Thank you very much, Handsome Jack. so we'll have you guys come on in. So go ahead and go to your character sheets, and you can drop your tokens. And our entrance is right here on the bottom of the map, right down here.
Right here?
Over
here. Or to the right. Oh, to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. So this, I'll explain the different areas for you guys in just a second. And Calamity, is it working for you okay this time? I know the tokens were always giving us crap in the past. Yes, it worked! Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So we've got everybody in on our map. I'm going to start dropping in some folks and explaining what you are seeing inside of this building. So let me find something that's decent to use that doesn't look like a maelstrom. I do not, so I'm going to be lame and I'm going to use my Fallout Nuka caps. So I'm going to just drop those in for little markers for right now. Up at the front, this area that you guys started dropping some of your tokens in, this is a claims counter. This is where you go to get your poker chips. This is where you go to turn in your poker chips for cash. All along the walls here, you can see that there are countless number of slot machines. The amount of noise inside of the building is virtually just incomprehensible. It sounds like you're in the middle of like an airplane engine with all of the flashes and the rings and the dings and all of the coins falling. It's pretty overwhelming. In the front, you also have this area right over here, and this area itself seems to be a little VIP area, and the door is closed. There also seems to be, as I mentioned before, a holographic presentation outside. But indoors, you can see that there is this wonderful, brand new, unscratched supercar sitting up on a pedestal for everybody to see, with a banner above it that says, Grand Prize, brand new supercar. Get your chance to win. You can hear all of these different machines going through. You can hear the click-clack of dice as these different blackjack tables are going, and you can hear people folding up cards at these poker tables, and you know that there is also a oh crap, what's that one called? The one where you spin the wheel?
Roulette?
Roulette. There's a roulette table somewhere inside the building as well. But you guys can mostly just see this front area. The back you haven't gotten into yet, and you're not exactly sure what's behind two walls, other than a sign hanging above this one that says VIP. So this is the person that you see is right over here. They seem to be an employee and very similarly dressed to the gentleman you met earlier, the very short gentleman, about 3 feet tall, that was your chemist. You can see this person is in a frocked waistcoat, absolutely dressed to the nines, with a nice tall top hat on their head. So what are y'all going to do?
Can you smell that? That is the smell of entirely unadulterated, unfiltered capitalism.
And pizza.
And pizza.
Well, pizza. I was sort of including that in the capitalism. You understand what I mean, Remington. Thank you. You're very funny. Right. Silver. Where's he likely to be?
I'm going to shoot Namas over a message on my agent. We're here. Where do you want to meet?
All right. I'm dropping in right now. The red caps here are going to be all of the employees that you guys can see inside the building. But you drop Silver a message, and she tells you that she's in the VIP area. She says, come over, knock twice.
She's in the VIP.
Yeah.
All right.
So we all heading over there? Or?
I walk over there, and because Calamity didn't tell him about the knock twice part, Jack just tries to just blunder in. It's a VIP. It's what Jack is in his own mind. So just tries to open the door and go straight in.
You walk up, you try to go straight in, and as you grab on that handle, you can feel this zap immediately go through your body.
Yes.
It is an electrified handle. Go ahead and roll me a resist torture and drugs.
Thank you. Oh, God, hang on. My character sheet. All right.
And your DV is going to be a 15.
Oh, all right. Well, that's, thank God. All right.
14. Do you want to take a +2 from chat?
I would like that, please. Thank you very much.
All right. this is a after the fact +2, so that's going to be using up both Stink Palm and Furious George. So thank you, folks, for your +2s. You reach on, you feel that zap, and as a like a 30,000-volt electric charge is about to go into your arm, you were smart enough to let go because you know exactly what this is.
Yeah, and it goes, like makes us would make an audible like pop as it hit the surface because it's not grounded, right? So I'm on bloody hellfire, right?
You okay there, Jack?
Yes, you're not as important as you thought you were.
Everywhere we go, something tries to kill us.
Everywhere we go, something tries to kill me. All right.
Have you been to Australia?
I have.
Did you bring a little bit of it with you?
Fabled tour of 2009. And there are things that happen there I'll never tell a soul. Can ask Kerry Uridine, he was there, he'll know, but I will never tell her.
You'll never tell her, you'll never remember.
Knock on the door. Half a dozen of the others. Right, you knock on the door, Calamity?
Yep.
All right. So we get this rasping, just two knocks on the door, and after just a moment, you can hear a quiet as the locking mechanism for the door comes open, and it starts opening ajar by itself. That way Jack doesn't have to touch that handle again. but the door starts to slowly open, and you can see inside of the room now. And I'm trying to find, and it's going to kill me, I'm trying to find the tokens that I had for my old players. And I cannot, for the life of me, find them. So give me just one second, because I believe I deleted them from my roll 20. Yeah, they're not in here anymore. Darn it. So yeah, you walk in, and I will drop them in as blue, because they are friendlies! So you walk in, and you see two people sitting in there. One of them is Silver. She seems to be pretty comfortably chilling out. And for those of you who don't remember who Silver is, Silver looks like a woman in her probably like mid-late 30s. She's got long silver hair. She's dressed up in a kind of mixture of nomad leathers combined with like the long trench coats that you would have found from like the Matrix films. She seems to be somebody who is not natively a nomad, but has kind of adapted into that lifestyle. And you can also tell that she is there for pretty serious business. Sitting next to her on her left-hand side, so let me see, can I name this? Just let me put a name on here. Name, there we go. So this is going to be Silver. And I'm not sure if that displays, does it? No. Okay, so this one is Silver. I will mark her with... There we go. And then the other one sitting next to her is somebody who none of you have ever really seen before. Seems to be a guy who is later middle ages, probably late 50s, early 60s. quite a bit older, but he looks like he is 110% corpo. Very different from the way that that Silver looks. And she looks over at you and she says, "Oh, hey, come on in. And she waves all of you in.
Is there any empty chairs in the room?
There are not any empty chairs when you walk in. But go ahead and roll me a perception check. There are no chairs that you can discernibly find inside of the room.
What is this thing?
This is a holo terminal. It's got little displays and stuff. Right now you're seeing an advertisement circling for Bloaty's Pizza on the top.
Gotcha.
One could readily assume that this is probably some kind of little karaoke room in its normal usage on a normal day here. Silver sees you guys start walking in and realizes that, holy shit, there's actually a bunch of people, a little bit more than she had anticipated. So she reaches over and you actually see her press a small button on the wall, and a bunch of other chairs start popping out of the floor panels. And you can see them kind of coming up, all circling right around this area here. So if you want to take a seat, you can drop your token on one of those spots. Just right around the curve here on the inside. Otherwise, you can take some standing room in there. That's perfectly fine.
I start pushing buttons on the holo thing.
All right, roll me a basic tech check.
Amazing.
Basic tech?
Basic tech.
Jack's going to stand over here and lean against the wall because he's too cool to sit down.
Too cool. Too cool for school,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
As you are leaning against the wall, you see Domino very aggressively going after this holo display. And what seems to happen is that he has somehow hit the loop and repeat on the Bloaty's Pizza advertisement, and seems to have found only the volume up knob. It starts to get louder and louder and louder and louder and louder in the room, just hearing, "Bloaty's Pizza, come in, get your bloat on!" And it's just going through again and again with this horrifically noisy circus-like music as this disturbing voice continues hollering in the background.
I think this is broken.
Shouting over the top of it, I guess we all must be at this point. Like, what have I told you about pressing buttons?
Mojo's going to look for a plug.
I'm going to yell, "I can't take this," and run out and run towards Bloaty's Pizza.
Oh, no. Mojo's looking for a plug.
All right, you're looking for a plug. Go ahead and give me a basic tech check. T-Bar, go ahead and give me a, is there stamina check?
Basic tech?
Yes, basic tech.
Stamina?
Pulling out a plug? Stamina
check? Yeah, you're looking for a plug.
Like, into endurance. The wall.
T-Bar, endurance, my bad.
Okay.
So what do we got? So, Mojo, you are unable to find the power source for this thing. It seems that it's being powered through the floor, not on some kind of wall outlet. And T-Bar fucking books it. As soon as, like, that noise, the din gets so loud, he just runs out of the fucking room, and he is halfway down the street before anybody realizes where the fuck he's gone. T-Bar, you're running out, going after some of that pizza. And Silver just turns around and looks over at Calamity, is like, and she's screaming over this din. She's like, "I thought we were going to have a quick chat, not advertisements. What's going on?"
Oh, for fuck's sake! And Jake will quick draw his pistol and just destroy the monitor. Just shoot it.
As you can see, that's it was intended, but that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Jack, do you have a silencer on that gun?
No, but I mean, it's not going to be louder than what's going on in the room from what you're communicating to me. It's blaring, right?
Yeah, it's blaring.
Yeah. So.
Where's me? Just asking.
Because we're on the map, so I've got to keep thingy in the shape right on.
So you fire a shot into the monitor, and the displays, little holographic displays. Oh, did you want to go? Go ahead and roll damage for me. Let's see.
Okay, cool. Where's me?
Because you're shooting a hologram.
Yeah. Well, no, like I aimed at the base because you mentioned the base, like where is it, the floor? I'm aiming at something solid.
Yeah.
Where's my damage? There it is.
Oh shit, Handsome Jack! Thanks for all the gifted subs. That is absolutely awesome. Thank you very very
much.
Oh, and there's 2 sixes in there.
He taught that monitor a lesson.
He did. I was going to say maybe there was a malfunction, but no, yeah, you critted this thing. It now has a head injury. You fire nice. One round into the top of this thing. You just walk over like assassin's down one round and the thing just goes dead. And it is now silence in the room as Calamity was screaming back her response to Silver.
And as quickly as the pistol was out, it's back in. Do you want me to re-roll conceal, or do I just keep my old one?
Nope.
Cool. No worries. All right.
But now how are we going to sing one of your songs?
Memory.
Oh, no.
10.
That's worse than it was before.
Yep.
It's fine.
It's all good. make sure you mark that down on your character sheet, DB.
Yeah, just changed it.
Silver just kind of sits there and just rubbing her temples like, oh my god, I am...
Hi, Silver.
I thought nomads were noisy, but you guys are worse than my nomads.
Well, we are nomads. You remember, you hired us.
Yes, that's why I gave you guys a call.
Now that we can understand or hear and understand each other.
What?
Very funny. We have questions.
Hold on 1 second. This is something that I know for a fact Silver would have responded to, so give me 1 second to pull up my Silver's sheet on here. Let's see. What did they use for? Goodness gracious! What is used for throwing grenades? What skill is that again?
Athletics.
Just athletics. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to do an athletics check, and I'm going to use her stats on here. And you're going to get not a grenade. Don't worry about the grenade too much.
It's strong.
It's an atomic bomb.
It's an atom bomb.
Yeah, it's a mini nuke.
It's not a grenade, it's a pocket nuke.
23. She turns around and stares straight at Domino after he says, "What?" And you just see her out of nowhere. And there is a knife that is sticking out of the machine right next to your head. And she's like, "I have no patience for this right now." Do you hear that?
Oh, I like her.
Nice demonstration of skill.
And we're probably about where you are too, and the only way to make do with some of this is to make light, so go ahead and continue. I'll be outside.
Yeah, check on T-Bar.
No.
T-Bar all the way down. Coming back with a big box of pizza. Silver sees Domino step out. She's like, "Oh, I can't. Oh my god. All right. So Calamity, what were your questions?"
I said, "Now that we can hear each other, We have questions. What's the deal with the strike? Why are we being hunted? Why are all nomads being hunted? What happened at the meeting?
So the strike, from what I gathered, this is all being strings being pulled by Metacor. You're ex-military, right?
Yes.
Metacor was brought together by ex-military after the Third Corporate War. Poor bastards got stranded down in fucking South America. They literally had to walk their way up. Assholes on the news called it a migrant caravan, but they failed to report the fact that most of them were military veterans. And when they got up to the border, citizenship was being denied, former military records were being revoked, and they just kind of went a little haywire, and they decided to say fuck it, and they set up base outside of U.S. From what I understand, it's somewhere either in Mexico, or it might be off of Baja, or it could be in the Gulf. I'm not sure. But these guys have been building up for like the last 30, 40 years. They're the providers of all of that tech that that Petrochem and Arisaka and all of those other guys couldn't legally sell themselves. So the best way that I can explain it is they are the legal, illegal arms dealers across the states. Now, how they got their hands on some nukes, fuck if I know. But they use that as a chance to bring themselves back into the states. It's a new generation of folks, I'm guessing. They've got new passports or something. Maybe they didn't even need passports to get back in, but they're fucking everywhere now. They're all over the South. They're all over West. They came in, they attacked us, they attacked you guys, they set off those nukes and took out the Nomad Council meeting. I mean, those assholes used to be in the Nomad Councils. And I guess they just wanted all of that control, and they want to be the providers, not one of the.
So they set up like a fucking corporation. No, no offense, mate.
And he points towards the other chap, who's clearly a corpo. Like,
just they ain't no bloody nomads. Not when they're behaving like that. They got Bear, and probably the Snyders.
They're going through the chain, they're hunting everybody down, and I just got out by the skin of my teeth. I mean, we lost almost half the Eldecaldos in that attack, and even my own rep back in Night City is fucking gone, so I'm just trying to pick up the pieces.
Are the Snyders even still around, or do you have any knowledge about them? We've gotten a contact from them a few days ago, and both times it was a trap.
I have no idea. They've been Metacor's been using this kind of bullshit on us too. We thought that things would have been safe down in Los Angeles, so we went down there. And it turns out that one of our contacts down in LA was already compromised. They were already dead, and somebody was using their agent and some weird kind of tech to replace their voice, replace their face in communications.
Speaking of compromised,
oh, fuck.
Yeah, well, this is old habits, so. Forgive me if you think I'm overstepping, but
and he turns at that point and focuses on this corpo chap.
Who the fuck are you?
You just see a big smile come on this guy's face. Very dry smile. And if you check our chat on Discord, I can't put the picture on Twitch because it's a copyrighted picture.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the literal portrait that my that we're using for it. But this guy's sitting there. He's got this slick back hair. He looks like he's probably
excellent.
In his 40s, 50s. He's got very, very, like, black, complete blackout glasses on his face. The guy is wearing head-to-toe, like, corpo mixed with leathers, some higher-quality materials, anti-ballistics. You're not totally sure, but this guy's dressed well. He's dressed sharp, and he's dressed corporate. And he's just got kind of this wry, dry, sick smile on his face. And he's like, me? Well, my name's... The name you can call me is SCP. And that's what he says.
You understand that almost everybody we've spoken to in the past 2 weeks has stabbed us in the back or tried to kill us. And you sidle up to the table wearing a suit that could probably stop a tank round. And you tell us that's your name and that's it.
Well, Silver knows me. Doesn't that count? Why are you so worried? Is there something you're trying to hide? And he just kind of...
King Nuke dropped on us. Mm-hmm. So you don't think we should be paranoid?
Do you not remember the Fourth Corporate War? There were plenty of nukes. And meteors. Have you had a meteor dropped at you yet?
How old are you? Talk to me about living through the Fourth Corporate. Fuck off. Someone get me a drink before I punch this git.
Get. One second. He's like, well, I'm old enough to know your music. I've even been to a couple of your concerts.
Corpoplastic surgery then. All right, fair enough.
I'm also old enough to have been there when Silver was just a fixer for the Aldecaldos.
And I look back towards...
Here. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I look back towards Silver.
Are you vouching for him then?
She just nods at you. And she just holds out her hand like... Well, and SCP says, I was also the one that was sent here to get our wonderful product placements everywhere. And he opens up kind of the lapel of his jacket. You can see on his shirt in very, very wide print, Petrochem.
The fuck?
Yeah.
But I'm here for something else.
Elaborate.
Well, all of you know that, well, Petrochem is kind of shitty, and both of us lost a very close friend a couple of years back, all because of Petrochem. I left the company, tried to screw them over, and then found out, you know, it's when you are an enemy... It's always best to stay close. So I went back, worked my way back up, and now I'm trying to get my friend out of the situation that they're in, and hopefully end what's going on here in Vegas. You guys know
what's going on here that's any different from any other town?
Well, you all know the Continental Brands, right?
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Yeah, Continental Brands, they've been messing around with some pretty nasty chemicals. And, well, needless to say, there was an incident with a cow a few weeks back. And now we're finding out that they're even involved in some stupid bullshit going off on the coast. Something about an aircraft carrier, fucking supply lines from the Pacific. So Continental's, well, they're shady. Petrochem's worse. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get in, see what I can manage, get what I can, and get the fuck out.
Alright, so you just want to rip them off.
That's the end goal. Everybody wants power. Everybody wants money. Mine's just a little...
Some of us just want our friends to stop dying.
And I'm the same for you for that. That's why I'm sitting here with Silver and had her give you all a call. Because I got some information that I needed to share.
We want payback with medical, and we'd like to know what Silver has, or what kind of intel Silver has pertaining to them.
Well, with any company, what's the best way to get payback? Where can we hit them where it hurts most?
The wallet.
In the wallet. Well, right now, their wallet is mostly focused on shipping, and the best way to get rid of their income stream is to interrupt their supply chain. Who's one of the biggest companies that buys from them is Petrochem. Naturally, we want to get in everything we can from overseas, and they're a wonderful position to do so. They get in even Arisaka goods. And we've been able to bring in some of that here into Vegas. Some into Night City. Some even into the capital, back in Washington. So we've been using them for a while. And the best way to disrupt that, if you're looking to get some payback, well, you could always use one of their own shipments against them.
Like the sound of this.
Well, if you help me, I can help you. I can let you know what shipment, when, where. I can give you all that. You can get your payback in. I can get my friend back. Interesting.
What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm always up for fucking with the corporations, but
as long as they bleed, I'm fine with it.
Yep.
You're interested?
I'm in.
Yep.
He reaches into the lapel of his coat, and he pops down this weird little contraption right there on the counter, and he turns it on, and all of you very briefly can hear this very high pitched, and then slowly go away, and he's like, "All right, well, my associates here." And he raises his hand, and from behind both of you. Or sorry, not both of you, from behind all of you guys, in the opposite corner, you see literally coming from what seems to be nothingness, two folks walk out, and you can see both of them also dressed in this very corporate attire, and he points over to them, he's like, "These are my associates, they work for me, and they hate Petrochem just as much as I do, because of the absolute bullshit that they pulled on us back in Night City." Give me a second, I can even pull up their names for you guys. We'll play. There it goes. I don't know why my file shut down. PC sheets. There we go. So this is Sanaya. Sanaya is she's my ears and my hands, pretty much on everything, and she's one of the best that you can find in the industry. If you need anything, you just let her know what it is. She can probably hustle it down somewhere. And this is her sister. And he points over to the other lady standing there. Give me one more second, because it wasn't there. Boo-boo. Characters. Zianeva. So this is her sister, Zio. And, well, just like the two of you, and he points over to points over to Calamity and Remy's. Just like the two of you, she's a tech, but she can plug in too. So if you need some information, they can help you find that. And the three of us, including Silver here, we're trying to track down an old friend that Petrochem literally stole from us a couple of years ago, Azriel Nux. And when it comes down to it, assholes trapped him in this weird game called Elf Lines. Have any of you ever heard of that shit?
GM, real quick. When we receive calls, does it keep a record of them on our agents?
Yes.
Yeah. I would then and play back the call that I received from Azriel to him as okay. Context for what he's just told us.
The whole help me, Petrochem.
Yeah, the whole thing. So I open up my agent, I play that back for him.
And he's like, yes, that's the issue. I got that call too. So did Silver. And for some reason, we still can't find him. So we came in here into the city. I brought in a couple of my folks here to make sure that Silver got a pass into the city, because she is a nomad. She's wanted right now, so are all of you. And the goal is to get him, get the fuck out. Once I got Azriel, Silver, and me, we're just going to fucking disappear.
You got the same phone call?
Yeah.
Lost cause. We're hunting a dead man.
That's
same kind of crap that they pulled with the Snyders. What if it's the same exact phone call three different times? It's got to be that new tech that you're talking about that they've got.
That's what we think they're using
somebody
right
else's
now.
Phone call.
Yeah, that's what we think they're using right now. Because, well, your fear is from Metacore. Our fear is Petrochem itself. That's who we're working against, and I'm trying to work on it from the inside. You all are outsiders. You can get through probably a little bit easier than I can without getting noticed. And our hope is, we think, is that Azriel is over in one of the headquarters for Metacore. The reason I transferred over here to Petrochem is because I thought that he was there in Petrochem. Nothing. But Metacore, they've got a brand new building they built up probably about a year ago. It's chilling out right down the street, but I am not allowed inside. A lot of you might be. Silver might be. If you guys can sneak in, something I'm not too hot with. But my hope is that we can track him down, get him the fuck out of the city.
Why would we be allowed in? And I say, when I say we, all of us, but very specifically me, they're going to definitely know I've got... I mean, let's not make any bones about this, but fucking famous, lad.
I know. I still got some of your old vinyls. The reason is because Asriel was a performer. They bought Asriel out using some stupid bullshit with this supposed online Elf Lines games. Those assholes literally took his fucking head or his brain out of his head. We're pretty sure that his body is still around. They're still using his voice patterns to make music. We want to get everything back together, get his mind back into his body, get his body going. And the reason that we thought that you guys might be helpful is because we just so happened to hear about this super talent from decades and decades ago, popping out of nowhere, who might be able to draw the interest of Petrichem and Metacore, and hopefully distract from keeping security on Asriel. For the rest of you, I know you guys have a pilot. You can fly him out. I know you guys have techs. You guys can deal with security. I know we got lots of talent for all of you. That's why I asked Silver to give you guys a call instead of just having her work on it herself. Because she doesn't have anybody backing her up right now. But all of you, okay. You got out here before she did.
One slight snag with that plan, and it's a good one. Wouldn't expect anything less from a scheming bloody corpo. I'm sort of already under contract somewhere else. It's not a contract that I'm fond of. And they might be looking for me.
Interesting. Who?
Can I be honest with you? I signed the papers under a fog of the right drugs, and I don't bloody remember. I've got a number on my phone, the corpo that follows me around like a fly on shit.
And I'll send him the number of the corpo that's my handler.
He looks down at his agent. He's like, all right, I'll look into it. And he actually, he takes his phone and he hands it over to, goodness gracious, hands it over to Zio. He's like, Zio, can you jump on this for me? And Zio just kind of nods, grabs the phone, and plugs into the phone itself. Starts doing her work.
Okay.
And he looks over at you guys. Is there anything else?
So, what about Azrael, Nox's fan base before he was bought out by Petrichem?
Oh, haven't you heard about the that fight dome?
Yeah,
here in town. Well, why do you think they have so many maelstromers there? We started making some calls. I've been trying to bring in folks into the city, getting them over the desert. And we were hoping with, well, enough Maelstrom blood here. Those folks are absolutely fucking crazy for Asriel's K-pop. No fucking idea why. But we think that could be a very, very good distraction during the flight out.
Yeah.
And he looks over at all of you and he says, "That's what I can offer. That's what I can do for all of you." And he looks over at Zio and he says, "Hey, got the info yet?" And that's where we're going to take a pause. We're going to jump on to a bio break. Got to go run to the bathroom. We will see all of you folks in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and we will pick back up here to figure out who exactly is Mark's contact and how can they go through with this heist. See you all in a few. I'll be right back.
Are we leaving the mics hot?
Usually do.
You ready to be bait? Jack, are you ready to be bait?
Yeah, I guess. All right. Corpos are never usually this plus both Mark and Jack, the character, are still super suspicious of someone that won't give their full name and is like, "I'm totally doing this for, because I don't like corporations," and
Yes, this is going to be very interesting. See, if I were playing a media, I know exactly that. No, what we want to do is we want to prove that Metacor and Petrochem are behind all this bullshit and that it was a setup and clear the name of Nomads, because that's a media brain thinking. But I'm not playing a media. That's not Mojo's thinking. Although Mojo has mentioned it once that we need to find a way to clear our names. With those flyers, I think. And a horrible picture. You can't tell what's in it of the nuclear explosives that Metacor was carrying around.
You look frozen, Jack.
What's frozen?
Jack.
Oh, Jack, yeah. Jack's camera's locked. Or frozen or something.
Yeah. It's weird. It feels like everything else on my internet is ganked, but Discord is going fine. But like, I had to fully close out of Twitch because everything was frozen there. I tried doing a speed test and no, but I know that it's fine because everything else is. Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess we have our answer about the Snyders.
No, I don't.
Kind of, sort of.
No, because what you meant is that we did find out that they got captured, and we found their bikes. But where they were being detained, we didn't have the resources to get them. So yeah, it was probably some, but the last we heard is that they do have some of them prisoners. Whether they're alive or not, we don't know yet. And even though that this guy said they could quite possibly be dead, that's not going to be enough for me.
Okay, so since we're being directed to take down Petrochem, how about we sow a little bit of mistrust between Metacor and Petrochem? See if we can get them to jump at each other's throats.
I think that was the plan.
So, use our tech friend or use our Netrunner or friend that we were introduced to lay false information. How's your winter wonderland over there, vampire?
Mostly melted.
Oh.
I mean, there's still snow on the ground, but the roads and even our driveway, which we didn't shovel, is mostly cleared.
Hmm. So. That's good.
Yeah, the second wave that we were supposed to get Thursday into Friday was just barely a dusting. It didn't really hit the way it was supposed to, so yay.
So you were being teased.
Yep. And I don't mind just the teasing. I did not want any more snow. I think I'm going to go back on the idea that the flavor makes up for the lack of volume in the food. It mostly does. I still don't think this is an $18 dish, but man, did they get the name right. Soul food is, oh, it's so good for the soul.
Glad you're enjoying.
Hey, vampire. So for the High Riders campaign that I'm kind of kicking around or putting laying the groundwork for, I might use your robot church.
Mm. Nice.
It's a good church.
I've been reading up for Deep Space and like that, and not running for ship to ship combat or for ship to ship thing. Yeah, man, that's kind of interesting. The mechanics for net running, I'm kind of wanting to change it a little bit. I'm still kind of hammering. Running things. I'm like kicking around ideas. I want it to kind of be like Matrix style as far as visualization, where if you you control the node, you control local mechanics. So you can make disorient to people by warping the reality around them. I have questions to bounce off of the other GMs.
The new interface book is pretty awesome.
Really?
It's worth getting, even though most of the information is already available for free. I still think it is worth getting, simply because it encourages our Talsoria to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
plus sweet, sweet drones.
Plus the cards, though? Oh. Yeah.
Weren't the cards separate?
Oh, they were separate, but still, they were also a pretty awesome for making a visual net layer.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, hey, DM Brando, hey! Hey, DM Paris George. We got something interesting and pointless happening. We got two of them. Something double pointless barrel. And random.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wonder if Captain Mark had to reboot.
He said something about his laptop. Yeah. Grab it out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
he said. This game made me want to order a pizza in real life.
Louise Pizza, get your float on!
I would, but I don't think I could eat it. I don't feel like I could hold it down. I haven't like ate anything for like 2 days because it just comes right back up.
Oof.
Blend it and turn it into a slurry.
Oh, great. I have to buy yet another copy of American Gods, it looks like.
Why is that?
Oh, because now available is the annotated American Gods. It's fully annotated by some other really good authors. So, it'll be fun to reread it for the umpteen millionth time. And, have these annotations of things that I figured out from reading it so often, and probably some things I didn't know, and some things that I'm going to look at and say, no, you're full of, oh, maybe you're right.
All right. Sorry about the delay there, folks.
Sorry, we're still missing Jack.
And for Outrunner, geez, are you all right? Yes, I just really, really needed to go to the bathroom. I had to make a quick run. And now we are waiting on Captain Mark to get back so we can just chill out for another minute. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. This is kind of cool. Very interesting. But yeah, when it comes down to it, don't forget that, yes, we are also still in Vegas. You can feel free to have some shenanigans there if you want to. I know, Domino, you are outside. I'm actually going to transition out to you once we get back in. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing while you're out there in this casino itself because you stepped out of the room? So, be ready.
Okay.
Egger show.
And I just gotta, I gotta be so honest and just say, especially because we're on audio right now. I'm so glad to be back. I am so sorry for all of these breaks. I love doing tabletop games with you guys. It is a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm just happy to be
definitely
back.
Definitely miss all of you too.
Somebody said they were sick for 2 days, Chuggy?
Yeah, I don't know. I've had some kind of stomach bug. Everything been very hard to keep food down, stuff like that. Drinking a lot of Gatorade.
Gotcha.
Except for now, I'm drinking Monster so I can stay awake.
Well, we don't have to worry about the computers getting infected. I've got antivirus software.
Yeah.
Does this mean that there's going to be a nuke in the Rose Casino?
Oh, you thought that was a supercar. It's just a disguised bomb.
Yes.
This is a neutron bomb.
There's a nuke planted in the middle of... There's a nuke planted in the middle of the Ruby Rod Casino. It's gonna go super green.
I'm wondering if that car starts. Like, I kind of want to try to steal that car.
Give it a shot.
You're not the only one thinking that.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget, I am always sitting here, and I am always thinking we need to hijack that shit. So
just steal that
every
car.
Every time you hear the name of this casino, I get like across mixed signal between Fifth Element and Batgirl.
Ah, Ruby Rod. Ironically, that you mention Fifth Element, that is the character inspiration for Asriel Knox, was Ruby Rod.
Okay.
So once you guys, if you guys finally get him, then yeah, it'll be very interesting interactions. You'll see why Silver threw that knife, and she has very little patience for that kind of cheek. You will find out very quickly.
Oh, she'll see. She's going to see a different Domino.
Is Captain Mark still not here?
He said his laptop crapped out. I mean, he didn't say it ever came back on. Maybe it's just not working at all.
Well, we will... Laptop crapped out, just restarting. We'll jump back in and we'll do Violet Neon. We'll do Domino out in the main casino, and then when Jack gets back in, we can jump back into you guys. Does that sound good? Right. Don't want to leave our audience hanging for too long. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Our cameras are a little messed up. We are missing a player right now. They are doing a restart, as we just mentioned. It decided, apparently, to run an update in the middle of his game session. So, woo! Oh. Yay, technology.
Looks funny. My eyes are just peeking out of the Devilish Jack's home box.
we are back in, and on the outside of all of this, while all of this is happening and going on, we have Domino, who had a knife thrown towards his head out of irritation for a reason we will learn about in the future. And Domino just kind of just left the room. We also had T-Bar running out of the room as well to go get his fill for more Bloaty's Pizza Hug pizza, and we will have him returning very soon with a wonderful pizza in hand. But Domino, you're out here and you see the lights and you hear the noises and you're getting in all of this Vegas into your brain right now. It is definitely very overwhelming when it comes to the lights and the noise. But you see somebody standing at the counter right over here, just staring very, very friendly over, just big smile on his face.
So I first walk over to one of the slot machines and I look at it. And given what just happened with the karaoke machine, I'm like, no. You see this person looking, and I walk up to the counter and what are you looking at?
So he looks over at you, as I mentioned before, he's dressed in the nines, big top hat, and he's like, I'm just looking at a potential winner. What can I help you with today, sir? Are you interested in
this? How do I help that? No. How do I get that?
Oh, our wonderful supercar. Yes, it is our grand prize, and you can win it on any of the machines here or even at the tables. It is our grand prize. We've already distributed two of them here in the city. You may see them running through the roads.
What do I have to do?
Why, play any of the games we have here, sir. Would you be interested in some coins? Or chips, as some people call them.
And this is going to be the only way? There's no other way? Well, are all your games rigged?
You could always buy it if you wanted to. We could simply sell you one. It is sponsored through Petrochem. They of course have plenty of them in storage. How Gross. Much? Give me 1 second. Boop boo. Let's pull up the Vehicles of Red, which everybody can find on CybernationUncensored.com. Woo, plugging. Alright, roleplay. Cyberpunk. Red. Vehicles of Red. There we go. All right, pulling that up. Sorry, I actually had that minimized because we are not in our vehicles right now. So, all right. So, a supercar. The supercar itself will cost you approximately. So he looks over and he says, "That would cost about 200,000 eddies. Would you like to pay?"
Yeah, cash? Fuck you. What does a coin cost?
Well, one eddie, one coin. And you can use them on any of the slot machines. You can use them over at the tables. We have blackjack and craps and poker. Anything your heart desires. We even have Texas Hold'em.
In any of these machines, I can win that?
Yes, it's entirely possible.
Off of one potential coin?
Yes.
Fuck it, give me one.
He reaches down, presses a couple of buttons, and you see a singular coin just kind of flip over. And says, that will be one eddie.
I transfer it to him.
Okay, and he hands you the coin. He says, best of luck, sir.
And I'm going to walk over to one of the machines.
Okay.
And I'm going to get ready, and I'm going to like, how do I make this work?
He looks over at you very puzzled. He's like, is this your first time in Vegas, sir?
Does it look like I've been here before?
We get all kinds here, sir. I'm not one to judge.
So, how do I make this work?
Put the coin.
Do you want me to break your machine, or do you want to make this so that it works?
Oh, these are indestructible. It would take an immense amount of force from any person here. Maybe a maelstrom or
could take it down.
Or Domino. but he looks over and he's like, oh, I'm not worried about that. You put the coin in the slot in the front, you pull down that lever, and it will show you your fortunes.
Do so.
All right, go ahead and roll me a 1d10. What is your luck score?
4.
Okay. You hear screen as this thing spins, and you eventually get a display of three totally different random shapes. None of them are matching up, and it goes, burp, burp.
Cool. This is fucking dumb.
Well, you could always try your hand at poker or blackjack. Have you ever played craps? And not the ones that go in your pants. Well, if you go right through, you can go straight down or straight up those stairs. Turn right or left and find any game that fulfills your needs. But you will need some more coins to go.
Aren't there one of those weird spinny things with the ball and the black and red number things?
Yes, we have one of those. And he points right up the stairs. He's like, go up those stairs, turn to your right.
How much would it cost to win the car doing that?
Well, you can buy one coin to enter, and if the stakes are raised, you need to match the coins on the table.
But I can do it with just one?
You could.
Yeah, let's do that.
Roulette doesn't have raises and stuff like that. You just place bets.
I've never played. I have no idea.
Yeah, let's do one more coin.
All right, sir. And the little table flips over again. And he hands you a coin. Transfer him over a buck. And he's like, good luck, sir.
Too bad those plus twos don't help with luck rolls.
Yep.
We just got one.
All right. And I'll go up to the roulette table. Hi. I have this coin. What do I need to bet on to win the fucking car?
The man behind the display, he's like, I spin this and you're going to get your heart's desire. You just place it on the number that you deem fit. If you want to win the car, it's that one right there. And he points over to one of the black numbers at the very end of the table. It's got this little holographic highlight around it that says Grand Prize.
I put the coin on that.
All right. And he's like, all right, folks, place your bets, place your bets. And there's about 15 other people that are all dropping piles of these coins and these chips on the table. He says, all right, bets are in. Let us see. And he spins this little wheel, and you can see that the ball, that's normally a ball they drop into it, is a holographic ball, and it starts spinning in the opposite direction. It says, round and round it goes, let's see where it lands. And after a couple of moments, a couple of weird auditory clinking noises just to bring back the old ideas of what exactly a casino is, and it eventually lands on a number. And I will have you go ahead and pick a number for me between 1 and 40.
27.
Oh. All right, and it lands on 39. It says, oh, tough luck! Today's winner is 39! And you see, like, two people, like, yeah! And they start grabbing all the coins and chips off the table. I'm assuming how that works, folks. I don't gamble. I'm very sorry if I'm getting this totally wrong.
I think there's something with black and red, too, but I don't know that much about that.
Me neither. I mean, if this were a stream where we were teaching gambling, I could go into depth on what the different choices of winnings are, but that's not where we are.
Yeah,
generally speaking, the less likely that your chosen outcome is to happen on the table, the more money you win back. That's odds and evens, red and black is roughly 50-50, and then like a specific number would pay out more because you have to get that specific number, etc., etc.
Gotcha.
Cool. You
see people clearing their coins and stuff off of the table, and they're like, yeah, and they start heading over to some of the other tables.
Cool. Yeah, Vegas is dumb.
The man looks over, he's like, it's only dumb if you do not win. And you see him pull a coin out of his lapel and he says, do you want another chance?
Fine.
It's like, this one will be on the house for you, sir. And he hands you the coin. He's like, place your bet.
Cool. And I'll do it again.
Put it back on the supercar.
Yep.
27.
All right. So go ahead and pick me a number. We'll have it change every round. It's all digital. So pick a different number between 1 and 40.
I will do 24.
Okay. All right. And it spins round and round and round, and it lands on 31. He's like, ooh. Might I suggest you maybe place your bet on red or black?
I only care about that car. And if it's going to be almost impossible, like it appears to be, to win, it's not worth it. I would have better luck trying to steal it. So.
If you say so, chap, it's your choice. And he picks the coin off of there and he places it back in his pocket. He's like, you can get any equal chance to win at any of our stations here. Feel free to enjoy. And with that, what I'd actually like you to do, because you've been walking around in the area, go ahead and roll me a resist torture and drugs check.
Okay.
DV is going to be 16.
16?
Yep. Oh. All right.
Does it smell like pizza in here, too?
No, it doesn't smell like pizza in here. You can tell that the air inside of the casinos you're walking around, it actually smells pretty fresh. It smells almost like ozone after a shower happens. And you can tell that there's definitely something that's being pumped into here, but it doesn't seem to really be messing with you at all. Your perception of the uselessness of Vegas is still very, very much so in overdrive.
Yeah. This place smells too clean, so whatever the fuck you're doing to people, I'm out.
We need to keep a clean establishment. This is Vegas.
As I'm walking away, I like salute with a middle finger and keep going.
Okay. He starts calling out. He's like, place your bets as you're walking away. And where have you moved your token over to?
I've gone straight outdoor.
Okay. As you're heading out of the building, you see T-Bar just very gradually sauntering back with one of these manhole-sized pizzas in hand, box flopping on the two sides of each of his steps. He's got the big chunk of pizza already in his mouth, eating away.
I swat the boxes as I walk by.
You what?
Swat the boxes as I walk by.
Okay. T-Bar, go ahead and roll a brawling check.
There are 2 +2s in chat.
Would you like to use a +2, T-Bar?
Nah. Oh,
no.
All right. You try to swat the box, and T-Bar, you can hear like this guttural growling coming from him. He's super protective over his little precious... As your hand just goes through thin air.
When he like tries to swat it and I block it, can I like try to pull his arm and like trip him?
You totally can try to do that. Go ahead and roll me a second brawling check, both of you, please. He as you miss, he tries to reach down to your arm, but the pizza grease that is coating his hand just makes your arm very slippery and very well lubricated. It just kind of slips right out of his grasp.
I just wanted a slice. You could have just fucking asked.
Gross.
More for me then.
Rub it all over him and walk out.
I was just about to hit the roulette tables.
Go ahead and waste your money.
Yeah, your arm now very much so smells like the inside of the Bloaties Pizza Hog pizza pizzeria. So yeah, you have very, very strong smell coming from you now.
Is there a fountain out front?
This is not the Bellagio, so no, there is no fountain out front, just that massive holographic projection of the supercar.
How far away is the Bellagio?
Probably
does it still exist? Does it still have a fountain?
A driveway? Ugh.
Yeah, it's a drive, a couple minute drive.
Yeah, well, there's a car just inside.
For what?
There's a car just inside. You told him you were going to steal it. He didn't seem to care.
He just thought you were being silly.
I walk back in and I go up and start assessing the car.
Okay. All right, you walk up, you start assessing the car. Go ahead and roll me a vehicle tech check. And T-Bar, you see him walk back inside, arms still thoroughly greased down from your grasp. He very much so is not interested in stealing a piece of your pizza. All right, land vehicle tech check, 24. So you can tell that this supercar is not just a standard supercar. Most supercars come around $100,000 a piece. This one seems to have a much larger engine block that's been placed inside of it. So it seems to be a little bit bigger than normal. And the vehicle itself looks to be in absolutely perfect condition. There's no smudges, no smears, no scratches. And it is on a rotating platform spinning around, so you can see a 360 of it. Oh, Lord.
Given my knowledge of vehicles and boosting, how long do I think it would take to hop in and wire this to go?
You would know for a fact to get in and hot wire the vehicle. You would first need to get through the electronic security lock and override the system there. So you know for a fact that it would require a electronic security check, and then you would need an additional vehicle tech check.
Cool. And looking around, this is far too out of what I think I have the capacity to pull off.
Okay.
So. Cool.
We've got two other techs there with you, so. Maybe a plan for the future.
Yeah, let's all just huddle around a car out in the middle of a populated casino and just, you know, oh, we're just looking at it. Tinker, tinker, tinker. Just looking. Tinker, tinker, tinker. Yeah, I nobody's going to bust us.
I go ahead and head back outside the casino, and I lean against the wall and wait.
Okay. T-Bar, do you want to go in and try some gambling or no?
Sure. I'll try some cards out or something. Right. I'll slap my pizza down there at the table.
This and, is my bet.
I have 40 eddies left, so I'll trade that in for chips.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me a luck check, please. I'm sorry, 1d10, and what's your luck? Sorry.
My luck is 6.
6. All right, go ahead and roll 1d10. All right, you win your first hand, and the 40 now becomes 80.
I could win the car playing cards.
If you make
you enough said you
money,
could win it on anything.
Yeah, if you make enough money, you could get the 200,000 and buy it.
Oh, it's not something that's a surprise.
So now you got 80 eddies.
I guess I'll keep playing.
Okay, go ahead and roll me another 1d10. All right, your 80 eddies is now 160 eddies after a couple of minutes of playing cards there. You seem to be on a lucky streak, and the card dealer is even like, oh, doing pretty good for yourself there. So we'll pop you right over there. And the other folks at the table are looking over at you, just kind of side-eyeing you like, oh, shit.
So I'm going to take 100 of those eddies and put them on black.
Over on the roulette?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and pick a number between 1 and 40. Oh, wait, yeah, you're not doing a specific number.
It's just a heads or tails.
Yeah, pick an even or odd.
Even.
Even? All right. You lose that 100 eddies. Or the 100 chips.
I'll do the other 40, too.
Okay. Even or odd?
Or actually, it was 160?
60.
Yeah, so 60. I'll do another 40.
Okay.
And I'll do even again.
All right, you lose the 40. So it seems as if you came in with 40 bucks, you're now leaving with 20. Welcome to Vegas, baby.
I might as well do the last 20.
All right, even or odd?
I'd do it again. Even.
Even?
Yeah.
All right. Your 20 is now 40. Makes the cash back.
I will take my hands and drag them across the table and grab my money and leave.
Smearing the grease and the tomato sauce. You can see the guy behind the roulette table. It looks down. It's like, oh, Lodi's. You can smell it from the sauce and grease that you've now smeared on the table. He's like, oh, starts shaking. I say,
why don't you give me a free shot at that car and I'll give you a slice.
It's like, oh, it's right down there at the end.
I'll open the box up and like wave it around.
You can see his eyes just tracking it the whole time. He's like, just put it down at the end. Put it down at the end. And you see there's a little changing number, holographic number underneath the box where you can place down your chip. And it says grand prize supercar.
Sure. I'll do that.
All right. Pick a number between 1 and 40.
11.
All right, and it lands on 27. He's like, oh, best of luck next time, chap. You've made your money back, but you can keep trying.
I will. I don't know. I don't want to take all night. Is there like a way I could break it down to a single roll and use all my money and just try to win the car?
Yes.
I feel like I wouldn't care about losing all my money, but I don't want to roll 40 times.
No worries. I can give you a luck check on here.
Sure.
All right. So go ahead. Actually, I will roll 1d10. And your luck is a 6. So you will win the car if you get a 1 on the 1d10. Does that sound good? To represent the odds?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. 7. So yeah, you go through, you're dropping it 1 by 1 by 1 by 1 by 1. Every single time it seems to be hit totally different numbers. And you go through the 40 coins that you had. So you are now back to 0 cash on hand. Or coins on hand, sorry.
Yeah. Make a scene about yelling how they're treating and then leave.
All right, making a scene. It's like, sir, no need to scream. And you see the other people at all the other tables just kind of looking around like, oh shit, this guy's eating too much bloaties. And you see as you're walking away, you see the man start the man at the roulette table starting to reach over to grab a slice of the grab a slice out of your box.
Can I try to do the same thing to him that I was trying to do to Domino, like pull him forward and trip him?
Yep, go ahead. Roll me a brawling check. Yeah, you grab his arm, and it seems that the greasiness is wiped off on all of your coins, and you kind of pull him forward and trip him down on the ground. And he's like, "Oh, I say!" Face first. And you start seeing people at the other tables, like, touching earpieces that they have on their persons. And you see him starting to say something into their little earpieces. And with that, we're actually going to transfer back over to our group in the VIP room with SCP as well as with Silver. And SCP looks over and sees Zio hand back the phone. He says, "Yes, we found a name on here. You said you don't remember who it was? This is a pretty big name. How do you not know?"
I rarely speak to him, to be honest. He sends his team, you know, like your two lovely ladies here, and they pass me clipboards and get me to sign things, and I fucking hate it. I mean, it's why I'm here. You understand?
I understand.
His name's on the... Samick Hendricks. I don't know.
Yes. Maximilian Hendricks.
Jimmy? Oh, not Jimmy?
He looks over you and says, who is Jimmy Hendricks?
That'd be the fucking dream, mate. No. Unfortunately, no.
This is, Maximilian Hendricks. He's one of the lead team members over at News 54 back in Night City, but they've got a branch out here. They've got a branch in Arizona. They've got a branch over in Texas. They're pretty much almost nationwide, and they're looking for you.
Well, I sort of skipped out on my contract, and I mean, to be fair, it wasn't entirely my decision to pass out and wake up in the desert. But I have not been back since, and they are probably looking for me.
And they haven't found you in the last few weeks?
Thankfully, no. Although, with nuclear devices going off in the desert and all that nonsense going on in Nazi, they're probably worried about other things. I don't really think I was the top priority, but they'll get round to it eventually.
He looks over at Sanaya and Sianeva, and he says, where is it usually? Where? And Sianeva kind of reaches back and rubs the back of her head, and he looks up at you, and you see SCP kind of stare at you, and he's like, Have you recently hit your head on anything? Fallen, maybe? Concussion? Bat to the head?
Well, me?
Yes, you.
No. I mean, I got pretty fucked up and I was rescued by a friend. Yeah.
It's too bad Mad Max isn't here.
F in chat.
Well, he does. Jack does kind of stop when he realizes, and there is a change in his demeanor. Just it's slight, but it's there when he thinks back to waking up in the tent. The first person he saw was Max. So, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What on here did we use from memory? Go ahead and roll me a concentration check.
Concentration
64. No reverse. I don't know the rest.
It's not BI. it's not behaving itself.
Oh, come on, vampire, don't give me that crap. It's the old hand game.
There we go. Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Zero. Literally zero.
you have no solid recollection of that morning. You were still in a groggy haze. So he stands up. SCP stands up and he says, "Hold still. Don't move." And Zio comes over and you can see she's got what looks to be a modified scanner, and she kind of runs it over you, and she says, "No, he's clear. Maybe it got wrecked." And he's like, "Okay. Well, you're safe for the moment. Their tracking chip is apparently not active on you anymore. So they probably don't know where you are. You lucky bastard."
Hold on. I'll bet they bugged my bloody agent, didn't they?
Well, normally it's a... normally it's a piece that they put into your agent. They will also usually put it into your instruments if you're one of their performers, and then of course you have the mandatory subdermal. That's why I was asking if you hit your head. And you can see that Zio's rubs hers again. They have theirs in their heads. You know what they say.
Yeah.
It's always corporate security.
Yeah, well, I'd sort of lost my agent in a recent accident. And my choice of instrument is probably a little bit too old school to hotwire. It's an actual, honest to goodness, hard body, old school electric guitar, mate. None of this new stuff, so they probably can't. I was too analog for them. Anyway, we're getting away from the point. They can't track me, but surely if I try and sign a contract, it's going to flag somewhere. That's my other concern.
Yes. That's always a worry. But contract isn't exactly what I was thinking about. Okay. You all know about Las Vegas itself. We have plenty of performers that come here, try and get on a stage, get some attention, and they bring about their own contracts and time. We used to have these weird guys that would even run around with like tigers and stuff. We had people that come up here doing stand-up comedy all the time. We've got some folks that like to drive motorcycles on walls and jump through the air with them. There's always different kinds of talent. And what I was thinking is that maybe you could try and draw some attention with your talent. And with that, maybe get some of that attention taken away from Asriel. Your friends here could go and rescue him. And with the wonderful abilities of your pilot, who I don't know where he's gone, hopefully fly him out of the city. But we definitely need to make sure that
we'll be lucky if he ever leaves the city.
Hmm?
He's gotten on that pizza.
Oh, God. That horrible, horrible shit. And you see him spit on the floor. He's like, "I can't stand the taste of it. Rather eat continental kibble."
You. I was going to say used to work for him. Technically still do. Yeah. I'm willing to bet that biotechnical employees of a high enough stature probably have some sort of antidote to that stuff, right? Get him off it right quick.
The last company that you should ever trust. I used to work for them.
Petrochem.
He works for Petrochem now.
Yeah.
I got confused there. That's my mistake as a player. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Petrikin basically runs Vegas, right?
Yes.
So, either you're unusual, or you have some sort of anti-pizza nanoware or pills or whatever. Because everybody freaking loves that shit.
I don't.
Most of them are hooked on it.
I don't touch it. And there's always an easy solution. You get addicted to anything. Just stop by any pharmacy. You can buy the detox kits. But most of the idiots here are too stupid to do that. They just want to get more pizza.
The pizza's free, and I bet the detox kits ain't.
All there right. you go.
Explains that. All right, then. So, how do you suppose we go about setting up this musical extravaganza?
I can get you a venue close to their headquarters. As I said, I can't go inside. They already know who I am, and they know why I would want to be inside. For the rest of you, though, well, and he looks over at Calamity. He says, I can see the look of somebody who's a soldier from a mile away. You've got somebody who might be able to get you an in. You've got a pilot, former military. And you've got another nomad, your driver, wherever he went to. This is a transportation company, after all. They're always looking for drivers. You've already seen what they do to people who don't want to sign up. That's why you had that wonderful fireworks show. The council, they were trying to expose what was going on. They weren't cooperating. You go in and say you're going to cooperate, you have your in into the company.
It was... It's totally like Bear to go out putting a middle finger up to the man at the end of it all.
And Calamity, go ahead and roll me a concentration check. And T-Bar, did you go back into the room or did you leave the...
I went back into the room.
Okay. You can also roll me a concentration check. Actually, that's perfect. Both of you, what I was looking for was DB12. We got 212, so both of you can remember that when you were at the Nomad Council, you had that gentleman at the table who was trying to ask if you were former military and was asking if you needed some work. So both of you know that they are directly looking for former military. And so, yeah, he looks at all of you and he's like, I see some ins to get inside the building. I see a perfect distraction. I see somebody who can fly my friend out. And I also see a little bit of chaos that we can wreak here in the aftermath. And you see just this kind of twisted grin come back to his face again from the very, very beginning. He's like, and then we can really show Petrikin the what for.
Suggestion. Your lovely assistant there seems to be a pretty good runner.
She's not the best net runner. She's better with hands-on tech, but she can do some.
We might need a little of both. You want to cause chaos and a distraction. And at the same time, you want to make our wheelman a very happy young boy. Those coins outside. What if we can finagle one that will increase the odds of winning that lovely car up there to, let's say, 100%.
Zio looks over at you and she's like, I might be able to do something like that.
I've been willing to bet that Petrochem, being a house in this particular instance, are not going to be too pleased. Someone actually won the bloody thing sitting on that plinth over there.
Yeah, but that would bring attention now. We're talking about a little bit later. Because we are.
Oh, we have the coin. Yeah, but we have the coin ready to go whenever we need to use it, right?
We could do that. We could get that ready. But I assure you, getting out of the city, if there is not some sizable distraction, we already have our friends over in the Fight Dome who will be waiting for a call. It would be the lot of you trying to get him out of the building and out of the city. I think having some distractions within the casino itself might be a pretty good idea. We can look into that.
I bet that they've got as many, with Petrochem having fingers in multiple pines across the strip. If we can coordinate some sort of effort to cause as many distractions in those places almost all at once, the more chaos, the better, right?
You see both him and Silver look at each other. He's like, yeah. And Silver just kind of laughs. She's like, well, I also have a friend coming into the city. His name's Monkey. And he'll be bringing the boom.
All right. What do the rest of you think?
I think a multi-faced retreat after securing the package is highly beneficial.
How about you, Remington? What do you think?
Well, feel like I'd be best on the ground team. And I've got at least three more distractions in my pouch here of the rather explosive variety.
Nice.
Where do they do distribution for this pizza?
I don't want to use the word cook, but they produce them themselves from the Bloaties Pizza Hogs. There's a couple of them on the strip, but they're biggest.
Oh, we're gonna go get pizza.
if the reaction of my
load a few pigs.
Associate, yeah, the reaction of my associate here is anything to be reckoned. You seem to be reacting to the smell pretty intensely. What if we could crank that up a little bit?
Well, there's always the trains that come in. Once a week, we get another shipment in. Pretty big, I think they used to be oil containers. It's being protected, though. But we could always try and get our hands on some of that. Disrupt the pipeline of it, maybe.
If we could have the entire strip absolutely reeking of the stuff, everyone addicted to that bloody thing will go nuts.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure I would just be vomiting the whole time.
Oh, I mean, our gas masks would be securely affixed, for sure. But we get out by the sky and the land would be almost totally locked up. No?
Yeah.
Well, we do need to take care of... We all came over in just the AV, or did we come over in two vehicles?
You guys came over in a cab.
Yeah,
from
but...
From the farm.
Two. Yeah. And then there's two vehicles at the farm, right.
Yeah,
We could always exfil to outside the city and then go to our vehicles after that. I don't think that's a problem. But if we're going out by the air and we can get the smell of the pizza just absolutely clogged, like, so everywhere you go, you just smell the stuff. Whoever's already eaten it is going to go nuts. Like, oh, I want the pizza, bro. And it might cause like a riot.
I guess out of character, though, would probably be that I would be the one flying and I wouldn't want to leave because of the smell.
Well, we'd get you some detox stuff first. He just said we could, so...
You also have two techs here that can make this stuff, too.
Yes, and we also have...
chemist?
Depending on who exactly is getting out of the city, we have anywhere from 1 to 4 extra people that wouldn't fit in the AV.
Well, you've got the target that they're specifically stipulating that they need out of the city is going to be Azrael Knox, may or may not be in a catatonic state. As they said, they kind of split his mind from his body. But you've got that. You've got Silver, who also needs exfil, and you also have SCP, who needs exfil. But they'd be able to meet you on a roof somewhere, if need be, because neither of them would be able to get into the Metacorp.
We already have a meeting. Like, if we exfil to where we left the cars outside the city, as like everyone goes on their own separate. If Jack's playing a concert, and you know some other people are sabotaging to make the crank up the capacity on the pizza place to make the smell get out or what have you. And some other people are running the car thing, cause chaos at this, and then just converge on where all our vehicles are parked after that.
And actually, on that idea, Domino, go ahead and roll me a perception check. You're the one who's outside. You're not hearing any of this conversation, but you do. You are outdoors and you're able to see around the strip itself.
I would like to use one of the plus twos from chat.
Sounds good. Yeah, Angel Russell is trying to remind us. Thank you, Angel Russell.
So that'll be a good one.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yep, we've got... So this one's coming in from Furious Storage, and this is also where I'm going to be using Handsome Jack's... Furious Storage is something pointless and random. As you're outside, what you see is you see a... you see all up and down the strip, you can see that there are tons of lights, neon signs, buildings. There's also what seems to be one of these Bloaties pizza hogs at both ends of the strip, and there are some scattered throughout. There's probably about 4 or 5 that you can see in the area with that 11. You're not totally sure what the number is. But you can also tell that many of these hotels and casinos have their own kind of like, not so much fountain systems, but they have like their own water systems. You already know about the Bellagio. Here at the Red Rose, what they have right now is not so much the water system like a big fountain, but they have those, I can't remember the name for it, it's like a misting system. You know about those, like the misting system, and they project a red rose onto it up in the front.
I would have been standing in that, hosing off.
To wash off.
Yeah.
So they have that in the front, and then each of the other places, they have their own little like fountains or displays and stuff. They all seem to be using up quite a bit of
the lights, all the neon lights that you said are all in there. Would you say it's a violet neon?
It is a beer violent away. Neon presentation, yeah.
just checking.
And for that, I like that pun, so that's not even a new nuke. Pun approved.
Right.
But yeah, so you're out there and you can see that there's fountains, there's spraying things. The one that you're standing in right now is cleaning, kind of cleaning you off of that oil. The reason I'm pointing this out is because Silver points this out to those of you that are inside the building. She's like, if you want to get that smell everywhere, wouldn't it be best to pipe it into the strip instead of just releasing it from those individual stores?
How familiar are you with old school? There'd probably be holovids now. Brain dances.
I mean, I've used them in the past, a long time ago.
Right. The year was 1989.
Before my time, old man.
I was 4 years old, right?
Four?
And Tim Burton released the finest Batman film you've ever seen. Now, what I suggest...
Oh man, our it's wonderful. Thread is just going to be people shitting on that statement.
That's Jack's opinion, not necessarily mine, okay? I'm playing a character here.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. You see.
Is that the one with Mr. Freeze?
Don't you even.
No, it's Stormlight. It's right. Got Jack Nicholson Joker.
We get a bunch of parade floats with big old balloons with that bloody pig full of the gas. And we march it straight down the strip.
What gas?
And I'll play on the pizza gas.
It's not a gas, it turns into a liquid grease. Sauce.
Ah, but we can get the smell going, is what I mean. Like the aroma. I want the crowd frothed up. And we can disperse it from the balloons.
She just kind of looks at you. Silver is just like, I don't know what you're trying to reference.
Mojo's giving the same look.
The Joker? You know what?
It's Grease. You can't capture. You'd have to spend the time to capture the scent and aerosolize the sauce. You can't just...
She's just very puzzledly staring at you like, this man so old that he just remembers facts through brain dance? And she just
all right, everyone.
I'm older. He's older than me. Okay, yeah. Just saying.
Everyone attack the boomer. Fine. Look,
the boomer.
Child born in 1985 is a boomer now.
Okay, boomer.
What I'm saying is, I draw him in with the power of my spectacular sound. And then we dump the stink of the pizza on them and send them mental. Big enough distraction?
And we can release the maelstrom at the same time?
Yes.
That should do it.
T-Bar just grumbles, folded his stomach. Oh, talking about dumping the stink. We're going to be here a whole lot longer.
Drink?
Oh god!
Drink,
Silver. Hey, Silver. Wonderful. If you're looking for some extra muscle, I'm sure these guys wouldn't miss me.
The Aldecaldos could always use some extra muscle.
No, no. I'm a little too freelance for y'all to call those. I belong with Stick Nation. It was more of a joke than anything.
Well, that's why we're here. It's because our nations have been wrecked. And SCP and I are hoping to get Azrael out. Cause a little bit of chaos. And if you guys can do that for us. And you see her pull out her agent. She's like, I've got some info that I can give to you guys to get back at Metacore. Location of a certain weapon that you might be able to use. I don't have really anybody left in my group. The Aldecaldos is not even 10 of us left. I know I wouldn't be able to pull it off. But with you, a lot of you might be able to. So if you can help us get Azrael out, we'll give you that info. And you can avenge every nomad. All of them. And show them the wrath of the Aldecaldos and Snake Nation. So are all of you in?
So let's play a fucking show.
All right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're going to be taking our stop. We've got our plan for our next week. And so what I would like each of you to do over the course of the next week, because we'll be back in next Sunday, go ahead and try to think about how you want to bring this in, how you would like to bring your skills into this. I already have a couple of different ideas, and if you guys want to bounce anything off of me, sounds like we might have a very interesting plan. And we can also get a little bit of resolution about Domino and Silver. See his show of appreciation to her show of frustration. So, next week, ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please come back and join us. We will have Fallout on our Fridays, with Fallout Friday. We'll have Cyberpunk Saturday, and you can join us back here next week. And right now, we're going to drop in our outros. I'm going to drop in some of our links, and we will see all of you in a week. So we're going to start off with our frustrated nomad, Domino. And your name is Violent Neon, so go ahead and start us off.
Hey, I am Violent Neon. I Domino this evening and every Saturday when we play. And you can find me here or on Cyber Nation Uncensored's Discord as Violent Neon.
Awesome, awesome. And Vampire Bites, go for it.
I'm Vampire Bites. I've been playing Mojo, the very dazed and confused, but also hides in the shadows and just pipes up when it's needed. Former lawman turned nomad. I'm here every weekend doing the same thing, except usually not being high. I do have other things in the works, but I'm not ready to say anything about them yet, so I'm done.
Better be filling my Mondays in again, man. I need it. Johnny Drop, go for it.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Drop. I played Remy the Tech this evening. Find me here every Friday and Saturday. You can also find me lurking over on the Discord under Johnny Drop. And if you'd like, you can check out my SoundCloud at Arxen. I have not posted anything new there in a while, but hopefully going to be getting back to it soon.
Yes, awesome.
It's good stuff. Go listen.
Yes, it is. Following you on SoundCloud, so I'm looking forward to more releases. Raven, go for it.
Pleasure of playing your solo slash tech tonight. You can find me all over the internet under Doña Trece Cuervo. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Chuggy.
Hey, I'm Chuggy. Played T-Bar the Nomad and... be here every Saturday, and sometimes over the weekend you can catch me streaming D&D on my channel, Chuggy305 on Twitch.
Awesome. Thank you. Captain Mark, go for it.
You can find me on here, Captain Mark 87, on the Discord. I'm going to be here every Saturday playing, continuing this campaign as the Devil of Jack Holmes. Fridays as well in the Fallout game, Sean Dalton. And then Sunday over at twitch.tv/heroesintheory. So we're picking up our campaign again tomorrow night after a 6-month time jump. So it should be fun. My character's a lord of a nation now, even though he didn't really want to be. Sort of fell into his lap. Other than that, I am probably going to be starting a Delta Green campaign on my own Twitch channel. And I am interested in players. So this is literally me broadcasting this for the very first time. So any of you guys here I'm playing this with, and then if you want to reach out to me, if you're on the Discord and you're interested in coming playing on a Delta Green stream, it's the X-Files meets Call of Cthulhu. And once I have sort of... that game works better with a smaller player count, so probably about 4 players. I can organise a time and then we can go. Maybe cool.
Awesome, awesome. Looking forward to it, man. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been the GM Capricious Nature. You can find all of our links on there. And we will see all of you back here in 6 days for Fallout Asia and 7 days for Cyberpunk Goes Nomad. I hope all of you are having a wonderful and excellent New Year's. We will see all of you in 1 week. Bye-bye. Cybernation Uncensored.